Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
We need you to call in and interpret this dream I had. 6361-HOP or send us a message, send a letter. I don't care. I need to figure this out.
We need answers.
Because last night I had a dream that Tanner was trying to kill me.
What?
Yeah, I was running through. So you, I won't get into like the details of the dream, but basically the studio was in a house that we worked in, okay? So this building, imagine it as a house. And I was talking to you in a room, and all of a sudden you got really, really mad, and you told me you were going to kill me.
Oh, my
God.
And
I started, like, running and trying to run away from you, and I ended up in this kitchen area, and I told a coworker, I was like, close the door, close the door. And they closed the door, and they were like, who was that? And I was like, it was Tanner. Didn't you see the plaid? And you were wearing
the
shirt.
Plaid?
You were wearing the red plaid shirt that you wore yesterday in my dream.
I'm really concerned. Are we good?
I don't know.
I hope we're good.
I mean, I kind of thought you were mad at me on Friday, but maybe that's why I had a dream.
No, I just had a stomach ache on Friday.
I just, like, don't know. Maybe it made its way into my subconscious. Like,
that's weird.
That you were trying to off me, man. I don't know.
I'm really concerned about this because
I'm concerned, too.
I wasn't mad at you on Friday. I just had a stomach ache.
Sure.
I was dehydrated. And I'm concerned that you were maybe concerned that it slipped into your subconscious and into your dreams. I promise I'm not mad at you for anything.
Maybe you just want me to leave forever.
No.
And never come back.
Never. Never.
Isn't that what killing does?
No. I'm just really concerned about this because I thought we were good.
I don't know, Tanner. Apparently,
are we?
Apparently my dream state doesn't think so. But then again, you know me, I always have like really weird and crazy dreams. We actually asked you about this on Facebook, facebook.com/Amber and Tanner the morning, and we got some responses.
Jackie from Pengrove says, don't trust any food Tanner offers you.
Okay, I won't. Becca from Santa Rosa says, I'm sure it's Amber's subconscious way of thinking, wow, Tanner is really killing it at work.
Oh, I wish. Danny from Runner Park says that Tanner was trying to kill Amber. Duh.
You're trying to kill me, I guess.
I guess so.
Yikes.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Be honest. Have you ever stole something from the work fridge? I have, and I don't feel an ounce guilty about it. Not even a fraction guilty about it. Not even a grain guilty about it.
What was it?
It was a Dr. Pepper.
Oh my gosh, it was probably yours.
I don't.
No one here drinks Dr. Pepper.
I know Frank does.
Who?
Frank, who works for the magazine.
See, you're making this up.
Okay, so check this out. There's been this 20-ounce bottle of Dr. Pepper in the fridge for like a month. And before you put your pitchforks at me, hear me out. It's been in there for at least a month, almost 2 months at this point, and I've had my eye on it.
You put it in there.
I didn't put it in there. It's not my Dr. Pepper, or at least I don't think it is. Maybe it's my Dr. Pepper. But needless to say, I stole something from the work fridge, knowing this might not be mine, but I don't care.
That's messed up.
Is it?
Okay.
Should there be a certain amount of time where it's okay?
That's a good point. I don't know. I have no morals, so.
Maybe someone was just like waiting to have this Dr. Pepper on like a very hard day. They're like, you know what? When it's a very hard day, I'm going to have this and it's going to put a smile on my face. And maybe I just ruined that for someone.
So you were thinking about this for 2 months.
2 months?
I mean, did you?
It's kind of like when you dangle a piece of cheese in front of a rat. Like, they're going to, like, get at it eventually. It's the same thing with me and this Dr. Pepper.
You know what? I don't know. What do you guys think? Give us a call, 6361-HOP. But we asked you this on Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning, and we got some results.
67% of you said they have never done it and have never thought about doing it. And I'm calling all of y'all liars. I'm just saying.
Okay, I have to confess something.
Okay.
there's some sort of creamer in the fridge that I've been using. It's a big jug of French vanilla creamer, and I've been using it, and I don't know whose it is.
It's mine. That's my creamer.
Okay,
I'm not even kidding.
You told me I could use it a while back.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
But I wasn't sure if it was yours.
Absolutely.
But I still used it.
See, it's okay.
I don't feel guilty about it.
You shouldn't. I shouldn't feel guilty about this Dr. Pepper.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
If you're just now tuning in to Amber and Tanner in the morning, you know that I go on adventures sometimes.
Absolutely.
Amber's Adventures has been a dream of mine since I was a small child and pretended I was Indiana Jones. And my latest adventures are me going around Sonoma County trying to figure things out. But I had an interesting adventure on Friday night. And my adventures aren't always fun. If you follow me on my personal Instagram, you know I had a bit of adventure this weekend to the emergency vet. Tanner, I don't really think I told you what happened, did I?
I know you went to an emergency vet, but I have no idea why.
Okay, so my dog, Remy, he decided he was going to eat a tennis ball when I wasn't looking. Half of it was gone when I discovered it.
What?
So 3 or 4 hours later after he eats this tennis ball, he starts getting sick. He starts vomiting. And he would not stop. Every time I cleaned up some, he'd throw up again. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So what do I do? I call my mom. What does my mom say? She says, call the vet. I was like, okay, I'll do that.
All right.
I'll call the vet. So we ended up calling VCA on Mendocino. And, of course, they tell me to bring him in. They're like, he's thrown up 9 times. You gotta bring him. Yes, at least.
Good.
So, you know, I'm trying to, like, clean this up, get him in the car. It was just such an adventure because the COVID regulations and everything, you have to stay in your car. They come get your dog. You can't be with your dog.
Which I bet was tough.
It was tough. And I was just in the car worried, like waiting for phone calls and another phone call from the vet, trying to figure out what to do. But I just want to say thank you to the entire team there for, taking such good care of Remy. Apparently he was a big hit there because he's such a friendly and happy dog. But you know, I'm confident in the decision I made to take him. He's okay, by the way. But I think when something's wrong with your pet, you shouldn't hesitate, even though it was expensive. Like, do you think I still did the right thing, Tanner?
Absolutely. It's always better safe than sorry. You don't know if that could have turned into something more serious.
Right.
And so did he, like, actually swallow the whole half of the tennis ball?
He did.
Oh, my God.
So he chewed it up enough that he's going to, like, pass it.
That was going to be my question.
So they said his intestines was really inflamed, and he had an upset stomach, so that's why he was so nauseous.
Yeah.
But he was dehydrated, so he had to get fluids, and it was just a whole thing. But he's okay. But I want to know, do you think I did the right thing, or should I have waited?
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
I am on a journey to become a world-class chef. To be completely honest with you and transparent with you, I suck at cooking. I'm awful at it. But I'm learning.
Okay.
You know, you got to start from somewhere. And so what I decided to cook, what was on Chef Boyardee's menu the other night was a teriyaki bowl. But here's the thing. It was just a meal prep kit from Target. And Amber, I was talking to you about these meal kits, and these are awesome. They're like $10. You can feed like your whole family like super easily. Here's the thing. I didn't want to microwave it. I wanted to be fancy, just to use my wok pan.
Your wok?
Yeah. Is it just a wok? I think it's just
a wok.
It
cracks me up every time you call it a wok pan.
My wok pan, dude.
It's like me saying tuna fish.
Yeah. And I didn't know you were supposed to put some type of, you know, vegetable oil in the bottom of the pan when you cook the rice. Amber, I burned all of the rice.
No.
It was hard as a rock. It was in the shape of my wok. Did I do that right?
You did it.
Yes. And it was horrible.
Oh, no.
And I was supposed to do like this teriyaki sauce, this broccoli, this sesame teriyaki, whatever. And I didn't follow the directions, and because of that, I just had chicken and teriyaki sauce.
Oh,
I ended up
no.
just giving up and microwaving it and calling it a day.
If the instructions specifically say to microwave it, it's always, like, the best way to go. And it's easier, right? Sometimes
it absolutely is. And you know, I learned the hard way. You know, I'm trying to be a world-class chef, and I was like, I'm not going to microwave it. Why? Because I am Chef Boyardee.
You want to use your wok pan.
Yeah. I'm just glad that nothing exploded like last time I tried to cook. You know, we talked about when I tried to make ground beef, it exploded like 4th of July. So I would consider that progress.
Yeah, practice makes perfect, Tanner.
So what should I cook next? Send us a message right now at facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning.
It's Amber and Tanner. On demand. The best of the week right now on Froggy 92.9.
Has a child ever mistaken you for its parent? By chance, this kid called you mama or daddy.
That has never happened to me, no.
No?
Definitely not, but when I was a kid, I've done that to another person, yeah. I was like, Mom, and she was like, I don't have kids.
I do not know you. I'm asking because this happened to me in Safeway last night. Went to the Safeway on Marlow Road. There was a child there who saw me, looked right at me, gasped, and said, Mama. He said, Mama. And he like reached out for me, and I did like a really like quick turn. Like I was like, nope. I am not mother.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, man.
I just immediately started laughing, and I kind of felt bad for the kid because I'm sure he was embarrassed, but he was maybe 3 years old.
Like, oh, if the
not,
kid's 3 years
like,
old,
very,
yeah.
Very, very young, but I was wearing a mask, and I think that maybe that's what happened.
Definitely.
I just looked like a mom. I have a mom bod. I get it. But, you know, I asked this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning. Has anyone by chance ever called you mom? And Becky from Roanoke Park says a few times. The other parent and I just laughed because the only thing that was the same were our pants. Kids don't always look up, just ahead. Oh.
That's true. Maybe you're just wearing the same pants as this kid's mom.
This kid looked me right in the face, was really excited, and called me mama.
I mean, that has to make you feel good to a certain extent, right? Like maybe you have the warmness and the kindness of another child's mom.
I definitely don't. I don't. Do I?
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe you smelled like her. Maybe you got some mom vibes happening. I don't know.
Oh, man.
The best of Amber and Tanner in the morning right now. It's Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Today we have with us Michelle Williams, who is the public relations and marketing coordinator for Canine Companions for Independence. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, guys. It's wonderful to be with you this morning.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. We want to talk about what exactly is Canine Companions.
Yes, Canine Companions is a national nonprofit that provides expertly trained service dogs to people with disabilities completely free of charge. And we're actually right here in Sonoma County. We're in Santa Rosa, but we provide service dogs to people all over the country.
That's fantastic. And I know that Amber and I were going to be emceeing an event over the weekend called Santa Paws. Can you tell us a little bit more about the event?
Yes, and thank you guys so much. We're so excited to have you. Usually our Santa Paws event is a really fun community event here. Western Farm Center co-hosts with us. And we have a pet and family Santa setup where people can have professional photos taken with Santa with their pet. And this year, a little different, of course, we had to switch to make it a virtual event. So we turned it into a pet holiday pet photo contest. And it's been really fun. I know you and I, we've all been looking at the entrance on our Facebook page.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some incredible photos.
So when is the Santa Paws virtual event happening, and where could people go if they want to watch or participate?
Sure. So it's happening tomorrow, Saturday, on our Canine Companions YouTube page. So if you go to YouTube and search Canine Companions, you'll find us there. It's the Santa Paws event, and it's going to happen at 11 a.m. our time. We're hoping for people from all around the country to tune in, but of course, many of us right here in Sonoma County.
Michelle Williams is the public relations and marketing coordinator for Canine Companions right here in Sonoma County. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys, and thanks so much for being with us tomorrow at the event.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Before we go, where could people get more information about Canine Companions in general?
Sure. Yeah. If you want to learn more, you can go to cci.org and learn all about opportunities and getting more involved.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
It's a local edition.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, Amazon is great if you're in a pinch, but let's talk about those businesses that are right down the road that need your help right now, especially after the stay-at-home order we just got issued.
Definitely. And these companies would probably appreciate your business more than you could possibly know.
So we're here to support all things local, and Tanner and I have put together our favorite things gift guide. It's a local edition. Tanner, you want to start with something that maybe you can get a family or friend that's
absolutely
local?
Okay. My favorite place, it's called Sunnyside Cottage Gift Shop. It's on Montecito over there by the Olivers and the Rincon Valley area in Santa Rosa. It's my favorite place because it is like the perfect gift shop. It's like the silly socks. It has like Sonoma County stuff.
What?
It has like quirky, fun books. I guess the best way to describe the store is quirky and fun. Just, you know, those last minute gifts to, you know, give to a loved one.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking at it online right now. It looks so adorable.
I'm going to be there today if anyone wants to say hi.
Okay.
I'm just going to be shopping.
All day?
Yeah.
You're just standing out front waving
it's
at everyone.
It's one of those stores where you could spend all day in there.
I love that. All right. Well, I think a good idea would to be to buy a gift card from a local hairstylist or hair salon and gift your family or friends. I go to Ritual Salon in downtown Santa Rosa. They also have a place in Sebastopol, and I know that they sell gift cards. Getting your hair done as a woman is really expensive.
Yeah.
And I know the woman in your life, or just anyone who wants to get their hair done, would really appreciate this.
And
just go towards it.
That's such a great gift, too. Maybe, you know,
treat
they can
yourself.
Try something a little different. Who knows?
And, you know, it helps those hair salons right now who are having to shut down. They're getting that income if you buy a gift card. So I think it's a good idea.
One thing I would like to throw out there is a Scandia gift card for the kids. Say, hey, kids, when this order is over, when the world goes back to normal, we can have a fun day at Scandia.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's such a great idea. Yeah. Last thing on the list, really quickly, I want to say that I found this company called Tilted Platter Charcuterie Company. And they have things like homemade Sonoma cocoa-themed board, and they do free delivery in Santa Rosa. So if you want a very personalized gift, like food and things like that, check out their website at thetiltedplatter.com.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show, only on Froggy 92.9.
We are 1 month in. If you're listening about this for the first time, first of all, welcome. But Amber and I, we're quitting energy drinks for the rest of 2020. Amber, I really appreciate you doing with this.
You're welcome.
Doing this with me because my energy drink and intake was completely out of control. It was wild.
Well, it wasn't just the energy drink. Remember, you were drinking the energy drink, you were drinking the coffee, you were drinking the soda, like all in hour span.
Yeah.
It was the caffeine addiction was real.
Very real. And the reason why we're doing this isn't to lose weight or anything like that. I just don't want to have a heart attack before I'm 30.
Yeah.
You know, that would be nice. So that's why we're doing this. And we're a month in and I feel like it's going pretty well.
How do you feel?
I feel great.
Yeah?
I feel great.
Do you feel better?
I'm still tired, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But I feel like a totally different person. In the best way possible.
Wow,
yeah.
Tanner.
So if I mess up and drink an energy drink, what do I have to do?
Well, you owe $500 to the Humane Society of Sonoma County, and you have to do 5+ hours of community service at the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
And I think that's extremely fair. Let's up the antics of this a little bit. The energy drinks were a little bit easier than I thought it would be.
Wow. Okay, what are we upping the ante to?
I'm a big soda addict. You know that, Amber. I drink about 6 to 7 sodas a day. Cans
do
of soda.
You?
Absolutely.
I didn't know you drink that many.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What do you drink? What's your drink of choice?
Diet Dr. Pepper and Coke Zero
are
my choices. So let's limit myself to either 2 cans of soda or a 20-ounce bottle of soda per day.
I think you can do it.
I think I can, too.
Okay, so you have to do this. And if you don't, you're still going to order have to do the $500?
Yeah. Let's get crazy. Let's really dedicate. You know, so many listeners were
worried about you, dude.
So many listeners were messaging us and were like, this inspired me to cut out sugar for the rest of the year and stuff like that. So I feel like I got up my game a little bit.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What's a Christmas gift or gifts or holiday gifts you always wanted, but you never got? As a kid, for some reason, I wanted these two things. One was a telescope, and the other was a go-kart, and I never got them.
A go-kart? Really?
Yeah, I don't know what I was expecting. I just want to say that I love my parents, and they both worked very hard to get me things that I wanted. I was very spoiled. My parents were very generous. But one time, I was sure my daddy got me a go-kart. Because he drove me to our store. We owned a store. He drove me to the store on Christmas Day. And I was like, this is where they've been keeping it. This is where they've been storing it because it's so big. It can't be at our house. And it turned out to be a basketball goal instead.
That's still pretty cool.
My dad was like, ta-da! And I was like, oh.
Not a go-kart.
He was like, what's wrong? And I was like, no, it's great. I love it. Thanks, Dad. But again, you know, thankful for my parents, but, you know, deep down, just still want that go-kart.
I think that happened.
Kid Amber still wants the go-kart.
Let's get you a go-kart. I think a lot of kids go through that during the holidays. They have their eyes set on a certain thing, and their parents will get them something awesome, but they're like, but I wanted a go-kart.
I know. It can be disappointing, yeah. But what's something you always wanted that you never got, Tanner?
Oh, man, Amber, you're going to love this. In the early 2000s, do you remember those button-up short sleeve shirts that had flames on the bottom of them and they went up?
Do I? We should bring those back.
We should. And I wanted that every Christmas for like 4 years. And my mom wouldn't buy it for me. She was like, those are what the bad kids wear. And I never understood that.
It's true.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think you qualified.
Yeah, and she also took away my Green Day CDs. I'll never forget.
How dare she?
Like on Christmas Eve.
For this Christmas, Tanner, I will get you a flame t-shirt and a Green Day CD.
Perfect.
To make up for lost times.
I love that.
Well, we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. What's a Christmas gift or holiday gift you always wanted but never got?
Amy from Petaluma said a horse.
Oh, a pony.
Yeah.
All right. Christopher from Petaluma says, Red Ryder BB gun. Shoot your eye out.
Angie from Santa Rosa said, a camera, and my parents got the camera I wish for as a gift to my sister 4 years ago.
They got you guys mixed up. That's what happened.
Oh, man.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever taken in a stray animal? We want to know what happened and is that stray animal in your life?
We asked you this on Facebook.com/Froggy929.
Debbie from Novato says, my parents took a baby kitten that was just wandering the streets alone. They still have her 13 years later.
Aww.
That's sweet. In my apartment complex, we have a cat named Gabby that lives outside. Amber, you know her, Gabby the neighborhood cat.
I've seen it.
She's sweet. My roommate and I, we've been taking care of it for the past couple of months. My roommate got a big bed with like an overhead that we had inside our apartment, put it outside, like she warms it up with like fresh blankets every single day. And we decided, you know, we're going to feed her, we're going to give her water and stuff like that. And every morning when I come out, Gabby is sleeping in her bed.
Oh, that's precious.
And my question is, at what point does Gabby the neighborhood cat become Gabby my cat? Do you think I can claim Gabby as my cat?
Does Gabby belong to someone?
Gabby does belong to someone, but Gabby is also severely neglected by that someone.
Ooh.
It's kind of a tough situation.
That's tough. Well, first of all, just want to say thank you and shout out to you and your roommate for taking care of this cat.
Thanks.
And making sure that it's safe. Has your neighbor or your, you know, whoever owns this cat approached you about the situation at all?
They haven't, and I'm waiting for it to happen because they live close and they can probably see the whole, you know, feeding situation and the bed and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm anticipating an awkward conversation, but I'm just going to be honest. You don't take care of the dang cat. Someone has to.
I ran into a situation very similar to this. There was a cat back home in Athens that found its way into my driveway, and I built a little home for it. I was feeding it. I was taking care of it. It would follow me around. I named it Mick Jagger. But it ended up having an owner. Someone took it to the Humane Society. They chipped it. So I think I just took care of it until the owner was able to find it again. Yeah. But I really wanted to keep it. It was a really cool cat.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
We're having a continuation of Wine About It right now. 83% of restaurant servers say their tips are down during the pandemic, and 78% have seen customers get hostile over guidelines. Tanner, what do you think are some of the reasons why servers aren't getting tipped as much?
I think, you know, everyone's having hard times right now, which I understand, but at the same time, the servers have to make a living too, and I've always lived by the rule, double the tax.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's the minimum.
So you're still, you know, tipping big on takeout orders and things like that.
As much as I can, yeah.
Okay. Well, we would love to hear from you. What do you think about this? Why do you think tips are down?
6361-HOP. Give us a call.
It's Pete from Petaluma West Side.
West Side.
So I think one of the reasons why tips are down is because most stuff is takeout, you know, and people can get away with not tipping for takeout. And the other is that, you know, possibly that other person is also suffering a hardship too. You know,
it's tough times
for everyone.
You shouldn't dine out or get takeout if you can't afford it. If you can't afford to tip.
So you're supposed to tip when you order takeout? Is that kind of like what you're saying?
I mean, like, if you can't afford to tip someone, you shouldn't be getting takeout or dining out at a restaurant. That's, like, the luxury of it. Like, you should just go get some ramen from Safeway.
Wow. That's your opinion, huh?
Well, people are, you know, trying to make a living out there working in restaurants, and that's how they make their living off of tips.
Yeah, like, there's...
Sorry, it's a hot take.
No, like...
I'm just trying to explain, you know, the reasons why. But, yeah, you can go ahead and you know... phrase it that way, but
good morning, Brian Sebastopol. Hey, you guys know I frequent dining out, and I've noticed with this pandemic that not only are the servers short-handed, but they're also the temperament is not what it used to be. I tip well when we get good service, and I'm not saying that getting bad service lately, but it just seems like everybody's in a funk.
Yeah.
It's getting to the point where, you know, a tip is not, I mean, it is expected. There's a percentage that is expected, but the rest of it is deserved. And, you know, I've had some really bad service lately, and it's not, you know, I can't blame them because they're just down and depressed.
Yeah, just like the rest of us, right, Brian?
That's it. We're all in the same boat together. But you know, I share well, and you know, if I get great service, I leave a great tip. But lately, it's been, you know, just above average. So,
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What scares you as an adult that didn't bother you as a kid? I was watching a John Mulaney comedy special, and he said this.
Some of the things I was anxious about don't bother me at all anymore. Like, I always thought that quicksand was going to be a much bigger problem than it turned out to be. Because if you watch cartoons, quicksand is like the third biggest thing you have to worry about in adult life.
Let's flip the script on this and reverse it. What is something that you worry about as an adult that didn't bother you as a kid? And as an adult, I think driving in general was never a concern. I would just sit in the back seat and mind my own P's and Q's. My safety was guaranteed. And now as an adult, driving is like a go-kart course where everyone thinks they're the expert.
Oh, man. That's so true.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that true?
We're just out here like trying our best not to get in wrecks.
You realize when you get your driver's license, you're like, I have no idea what I'm actually doing.
Oh, man. I think it's like you mentioned safety just now. Safety is a huge concern for me as an adult, and I didn't feel like I was ever not safe when I was a kid because my parents were invincible and they would protect me. And now that I'm out here in the world, I'm just like, man, anything can happen. Oh my gosh.
It's a crazy, crazy world.
It's something that's a concern for me.
Absolutely.
So I would love to hear what everyone else thinks, though.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning. What scares you as an adult that didn't bother you as a kid?
Otis from Healdsburg says, a tooth falling out. As a kid, it was gross, funny, and painful all at once. As an adult, it's horrifying. It's so true.
And Marley from Santa Rosa said, pandemics and politics.
Ooh.
True that.
I didn't even know what a pandemic was when I was a kid. Okay, Caitlin from Roanoke Park says, jumping down from a height greater than a few feet. As a kid, I could jump off a roof and roll with it. Nowadays, if I land funny, I fear I will be paralyzed for life. Well, I hope that doesn't happen to you, Caitlin.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
How do you spend the holidays alone? Like, how do you do it? We have this pandemic now. It's 2020. I'm going to be social distancing for the holidays. My fiance is going to be working. So it's just going to be me and my dog, Grammy, chilling at the apartment.
I can imagine that's a little bit tough this year, right?
I mean, yeah, I just don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
Like, what are some things that maybe you're doing, Tanner? Because I know you're not going back home to Seattle.
Yeah.
So how are you going to celebrate?
Zoom. Zoom and FaceTime. I'm scheduling something with my mom and my brother and my aunt to get us all on the same chat to hang out for at least an hour to have some sense of normalcy.
Okay.
You know, and that's what I would recommend to you, maybe reaching out to your mom, say, hey, Miss Nikki, you want to hop on FaceTime? Or, you know, I know you're very close with your grandma. That's what I'd recommend.
I call my mom Miss Nikki. I'm like, hello, Miss Nikki. So, yeah, that's a really great idea. I'm definitely going to give my family members a call. What are some foods I can make myself? I'm not going to go, like, all out, but I do want to have, like, a yummy holiday meal, you know?
My friend Brian gifted me for the holidays a honey-baked ham. And that could be something you do so you don't really have to cook.
Yes. Okay, that's a great idea.
Thanks.
I hate cooking. It's the worst.
You're like, I like the idea of cooking, but do I like doing it? No.
No, it never turns out how I want it to. So we asked you about this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. Got a response from Val from Santa Rosa. What did she say?
I have celebrated alone the past few years. I live with my mom, and she goes out of town with her boyfriend. I just enjoy the peace and quiet. I watch movies, eat pizza and popcorn, and drink wine or make a margarita. Now that sounds like you.
That's what I'm talking about, Val.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's
number one morning show.
Only on Froggy 92.9.
We want to hear about the special ornament on your tree, so give us a call anytime. 636-1-HOP. Yes, Christmas trees are going up. Mine's been up for like 6 months now.
Oh my goodness. Not quite.
But I was just kind of gandering and looking at my tree last night, and I found this like very simple green bulb. And that green bulb, it means so much to me. And I make sure to put it up every single year because it was the first Christmas tree ornament I ever bought myself.
What?
And thinking back on it,
it's just a plain green Christmas tree ornament?
From the Dollar Tree. Very plain green, but it means so much to me because when I was in college, it was like my first year doing Christmas alone. And I bought this with a teeny tiny, like Charlie Brown Christmas tree that only went on your kitchen counter.
Yeah, those are cute.
And that was my first Christmas tree.
Aww.
And I had that with that one green bulb. And just every year I look at it and I think, you know, I'm so thankful for everything that I have.
I've come so far
from that very scary, you know, little apartment to
Aww.
Another apartment, but it's a little bit less scary.
Aww.
And so it reminds me to be thankful for everything that I have every year and to remember where I came from.
No.
Yeah. Do you have any type of special ornament in your life that you put on your tree?
Well, I got one recently that I thought was really sweet from my friend Sydney from Sebastopol. She got an ornament made. It says Amber and Cole engaged on September 15th, 2020. And I was like, I don't have anything like this that,
yeah.
You know, says something that says like, oh, this is to recognize a special event in your life.
Right.
So I'm really appreciated for that one. And I hope I, you know, am able to collect more over the years.
In 40 years. You'll look back on that and think about where you were when you got engaged and ornaments.
Remember when we were young.
Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
What is something your significant other does better than you? We want you to call us at 636-1-HOP. But I'm asking this because I'd been cleaning all this past weekend. Cleaning like making sure the place looked nice. And then come Monday when my fiance was off, he cleaned too. And I walked in, and I mean, it was sparkling. I don't know how he does it.
So are you saying, like, he cleans way better than you?
Yes.
I wonder how that's possible, because I've heard of stuff like this before. Like, is he, like, cleaning the molding? Like, what is it?
I don't know if he, like, has some sort of special solution that he, like, sprays on there that I don't know about. And I watched him clean one day, and I was like, I do the exact same thing. How does it look so clean when you do it? And he just says, and it takes him less time to clean, too.
That's not fair.
It's weird.
That's hilarious.
He's like a magician or a wizard.
He's the Mr. Clean.
He's a wizard. Yeah, Mr. Clean. He just needs to shave his head.
Yeah.
So have you ever run into this? Maybe someone you live with or have been with does something significantly better than you?
Absolutely. The last person I was with was way better at finances than I was when we entered our relationship. I mean, I was horrible at saving, and I still am, to be honest. And this person was a financial wizard. I don't know why. Like, we made the same amount of money, but she was like, I have blank amount in my savings account. And I'm like, you have a savings account?
It's probably all that money on energy drinks you've been spending.
Probably. That's a good
just
point.
Kidding, I'm just kidding. All right. Well, we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What is something your significant other does better than you?
Lisa from Clear Lake says drives, and he is more outgoing than I am. I am jealous at his ability to make friends so quickly.
Oh, man. That sounds like Amber and Cole.
Yeah.
Sarah from Santa Rosa says, the banking. My husband is such a good saver and does all of our banking and pays our bills.
And Kristen from Roner Park says, stay skinny.
Yep.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Available on the Froggy 92.9 app, froggy929.com, and Saturday mornings on the radio. It's Amber and Tanner anywhere, anytime, only on Froggy 92.9.
I received a notification on my iPhone yesterday for COVID-19 exposure notifications. So I signed up, not even thinking about it, and I got this message. Your iPhone can now notify you of exposure based on guidelines set by your public health authority. If you receive a positive COVID test, you'll have the option to share that with anyone you might have affected. And Amber, I know Governor Gavin Newsom was working on something similar to this, right?
Yeah, I believe so. But I like that Apple has done it. I think I would share my COVID results with people.
You would opt in?
Yeah. I mean, would you share your COVID results?
Absolutely. I feel like it's the responsible thing to do, right? Like, if I had COVID right now, by the way, I don't. If I had COVID right now, and I was like, a lot of people are too embarrassed to tell people that they've been around, that they have it.
Yeah.
And so it makes it for, like, an easy way to just say, like, just to go get tested real quick.
Yeah. And it's something you shouldn't be ashamed of. Like, it's something that someone else was not careful about and gave to you.
Yeah. Doesn't make you dirty or gross or anything if you get it.
Right. You know, it, sometimes it's not your fault, especially if you're like in home health care or something like that. But we took a poll on Instagram, or you did, Tanner, and we got some interesting results about people wanting to sign up for this.
I was pretty surprised to see that 72% of people that follow me on Instagram said no, they wouldn't opt in, and only 28% said yes.
So why aren't people signing up for it?
Well,
I
asked that specific question on Facebook because I wanted to know. I was curious. Yeah. Facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning. Leanne from Petaluma says, I did, but I'm thinking of turning it off. Not sure how I feel about it. I think it'll cause more anxiety than good. I just don't know.
Then Amy from Santa Rosa says, it's just going to scare people when they're out shopping, let's say. She says, you're walking down the aisle that's crowded because people don't social distance, and then an alert comes up that you could have been close to someone who had it. I think it'll freak a lot of people out. That's a good point, Amy.
It is a good point.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.